Honolulu Civil Beat has long advocated for the release of records of police officers who have been disciplined. Today, reporter Blaze Lovell has a story about the latest development in our segment we call our reality check. Good morning, Blaze.
Morning, Catherine. Thanks for having me back.
So your story came out of a report that's hot off the presses.
Yes. So every year, all four county police departments have to submit disciplinary reports to the legislature. This was from a law passed in the 1990s, and we can get into that a bit. But HPD's had theirs up on the website yesterday. And like we do every year, we take a look at that and see, you know, what all these few police officers in the department who are disciplined, you know, we want to understand what they were disciplined for. In the past, the unions tried to argue that, you know, you don't need so many details, you don't need the names of these officers. A lot of it's things like, you know, missing paperwork, not shining your buttons was one thing that Tropo raised in the 90s. But, you know, when we go through these reports, it's a lot more than not shining your buttons or polishing your shoes. There's lots of cases on abuse, assault, abuse of a family member. One unnamed officer in this report was, in fact, fired for, the department says, unnecessary force, and it caused bodily injury to the arrestee. So there's some pretty, you know, serious cases of misconduct in these reports that the department's trying to highlight.
And the union has, you know, kind of fought, right, the release of the names of these officers.
Yes. So it all stems from this case in the 90s. And the fight actually started with some UH students who were trying to get officer disciplinary records. And they were taken to court. I believe they won in court, but the union then went over to the legislature and got an exemption to Hawaii's public records law that for the last 25 years basically shielded instances of officer misconduct from public scrutiny. The public could, but they had a really hard time getting access to those kinds of records. Last year, the legislature passed Act 47, and that removed that exemption. So it's treating police officers like any other state employee, like teachers, like janitors, like state sheriffs, and most other law enforcement officers in the state in which the public can request, a disciplinary report for a specific officer, and they should be able to obtain that. The other thing that act also did, it added the names of disciplined officers onto these annual reports that are given to the legislature. So that's providing the public a little bit more insight into who exactly is being disciplined.
Now, we've been watching the news, you know, with the scandal with the police chief, Lubike Aloha, and, you know, there have been some notable names, but who else has popped up on this list?
You're right. A lot of names attached to the Ke Aloha case have come up. And they're listed in the reports. There's officers, they're investigated for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, and those are related to the Ke Aloha's. You know, there's also a few others who have been notable news coverage in the last couple of years. An officer who was accused of shoving his girlfriend, I think, to the ground at the airport. And there's actually one we caught, about a dozen or so officers no one really knew about until yesterday. HPD tells me that they were caught up in two investigations the department conducted into officers tampering with records related to DUI roadblocks and a federal grant. We weren't able to get too much more information other than that, but those are cases that haven't been reported, and that they haven't been out there, you know, in the public until these reports come out. It kind of speaks to why, you know, these things and government agencies giving the public a little insight into what they're doing is so important for transparency.
And so there's still some legal wrangling that's underway. I believe Tropo filed against all the counties, right? So everybody's going to get their day in court to go back over this issue?
That's right. So Tropo, that's the state police union. In November, they filed suit in all four counties to try to stop the release of these names. But none of the judges in those cases have given an injunction. So in other words, they haven't stopped the law. So what the county police departments are all doing is they're releasing the names as they, according to the law. One issue they're still trying to sort out, though, is is how many of those names should come out. It has a lot to do with this complicated arbitration process, and they're going to be arguing that in March.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Blaise.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Blaise Lovell with today's reality check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.